Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, November 17, 2011. Seven Palestinians are arrested across the West Bank, and Fatah and Hamas announce a reconciliatory meeting to take place on November 25th. These stories and more coming up, so stay tuned. TV show host Israel Sahab was detained in Jerusalem by the Israeli police last night on Wednesday evening. She was served a notice to report to the station, whereby upon arrival she was detained and transferred to a security interrogation department. Israel's TV show is dedicated to issues of Palestinian prisoners for the Al-Quds TV station, and her husband is also currently detained after being arrested in East Jerusalem nearly 3 weeks ago. Seven arrests were reported across the West Bank, with three Palestinians being arrested at dawn in the Hebron district. Two of those were arrested in Dura town, southwest of the city of Hebron. They were identified as Ibrahim Habiyat and Mohammed Jamil Jadala, with the third resident being from Al-Samur town, south of the city. All three were taken in early dawn raids. Four youth, all aged 17, were arrested after soldiers raided the town of Al-Zoun, east of the northern West Bank city of Qalqilia. In related news, soldiers invaded the nearby town of Al-Matin, broke into and searched several homes. Damage was reported, as was the use of military dogs, but no arrests were made. Ex-detainee Duwal Al-Juassi was questioned by the Israeli army after they arrived at her house in the West Bank city of Tul Kalaram and conducted a search. Her mother expressed her discontent towards the move and claims that they were threatened and warned they were under surveillance. Duwal served 10 years of multiple life sentence before being released under last month's prisoner exchange deal. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Hamas Political Bureau head Khaled Mashal will be holding a meeting in approximately 1 week in an attempt to implement the National Unity Agreement. The meeting is set for November 25th, whereby the two will attempt to continue the reconciliation of the two parties. The Unity Agreement was signed under Egyptian supervision in May of this year, yet is yet to be implemented. The head of the Palestinian Legislative Council, Dr. Aziz Dueik of Hamas, recently stated that the Abbas-Mashal meeting, quote, will be the last chance to implement reconciliation, unquote, and warned of the devastating effects of its failure. Abbas also spoke out against the United States, calling on them to act impartially in the negotiations. He stated that, quote, we do not want or seek a clash with the United States, despite its strong ties with Israel. It also provides essential and considerable support to the Palestinian people and the Palestinian Authority. We understand the importance of the US role in any serious peace talks, or what we seek for the US role is to be balanced and for the US to be an impartial mediator, unquote. That's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, November 17th, daily roundup of news from the occupied Palestinian territories. We hope that you will join us again tomorrow. This was brought to you by Hussam Qassiz and myself, William Gibson.